Come on in. Oh, hey, what's up? Have you completed the report I assigned to you? Good. Put it on my desk so I can check it later. You had no problems with it, right? Perfect. Yeah. Sorry about a while ago. I guess I've gotten so used to hanging out with you. So when I see you, I automatically go, hey, what's up? What? You think it's better when I'm being friendly? Well, that's sweet of you. But unfortunately, I still need to have professionalism in the workplace. If I talk to you too casually in front of others, especially in front of our clients or partners, people would think I'm weird. That reminds me of something. Do you have time after work? I want to show you a place you'll definitely like. Please? We haven't hung out in only 3 days? Feels like it's been a week and a half. But still, please? Yes! Oh, you are so going to enjoy this place. All right, that's all I wanted to talk to you about. Is there anything you need to tell me? Good. Now get out of here. See you after work. Hey, are you done with everything? Good. Let's get going then. No, the place I'm going to show you isn't far at all. We'll get there shortly enough. So how was your day? Just like usual? So I take it that today went well for you too, huh? What about me? Well, today was no less busy than usual. Things aren't seeing any tendencies to ease up, so yeah. I'm pretty tied up currently. But hey, at least I have a trustworthy employee to help me, right? All right, the place should be right around here. Ta-da! This is what I wanted to show you. Yep, the last time I brought you around here, this place was still a construction site. But now, it's one of my favorite cafes. I think this opened for only about a week. But the stuff they have here is superb, especially the donuts. They are the tastiest I've ever eaten. But I can't eat too much because they make you fat really quickly. Which is really bad for me. Because if I get to the point where my clothes don't fit, then I'll need to spend lots of time and money looking for new clothes. And my standards for clothing are quite high. Gotta take good care of my public image. Anyways. Let's go in and get something. Huh? That's surprising. There's quite a few empty seats. Usually at around this time, the coffee shop would be nearly full. Because who doesn't want a nice warm drink after a long day at work? So what are you going to get? Oh, I've never tried that. But to be fair, it doesn't look too appetizing for me. But hey, feel free to give it a try if you want. Maybe you can write me a report on how good it is. Okay, just kidding. What am I going to get? A tall caramel frappuccino, my favorite drink that they have. It's sweet, smooth, warm, smells good, tastes good, and just makes me feel good in every way. And it's one of the cheaper drinks they have. Huh? You'll get that too? Well, you don't need to get the same as I do. You're totally free to get something else if you want. This is what you want? All right, be my guest. Ah, looks like our drinks are ready. Oh, that smells nice. Let's find some place to sit. How about here? Near the window. Go on, take a sip. How is it? Amazing? Great to know that you have good taste, too. Yep, it's as good as usual. So, how has this job been going on for you? I mean, you've been here for a little more than 3 months now. Any thoughts about it? Do you still remember the job interview? When the interviewers gave me the report, I instantly became intrigued by you. You pretty much had everything that I was looking for. You seemed diligent, you have lots of useful skills and talents. You seemed charming and easy to get along with, and I really needed someone with good social interaction skills. And, as the cherry on top, you're quite good looking. So, I hired you as soon as I laid my eyes on you. Fast forward to today, it's been 3 months, and my predictions have not been wrong yet. In fact, I think I like you even more now. Are you blushing just because I said I like you? Oh, come on. It can't be that embarrassing for you. I mean, you talk to people all the time, so you shouldn't be that easily flustered. Say, that reminds me. Do you have a crush on someone? Okay, you're blushing even more now. Come on, tell me. Who is it? Oh, come on. Please? Pretty please? I'll give you a raise if you tell me who. You're right. I'm not allowed to do that. Okay, fine. I'll stop pushing if you don't want to talk about it. Huh? Do I have a crush on anyone? Aren't you a curious one? I wonder why you take interest in that, though. You know what? Fine. I'll tell you. In all honesty, yes, I do have a crush on someone, but I won't tell you who. Yep, that's all I'm gonna say to you. You do the rest of the guessing. Who? Him. Well, I can't say that's not a good guess. He is good-looking and nice and competent at what he does. It's just that it just seems like our personalities don't match that well. But keep trying. You're smart and you're good at observing. So I'm sure you'll figure it out on your own. If you're interested in doing so, for whatever reason that is. Well, all goofing around aside, it's quite late now. I think we should head home. Better get a good night's rest. Don't want to be in a bad condition for work tomorrow. All right. I'll see you tomorrow, darling.